Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 7th, 2024. This is Lori Boyer. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. May corn is currently up 6¾ cents. May soybeans are up 9¼ cents. CBOT wheat is up 5¼ cents. KC wheat is up 9¾ cents. Minneapolis wheat is up 9½ cents. Grains were mixed at the close on Wednesday, says Bob Linneman, commodities broker with Clueless Commodity Advisors. Corn and soybeans were quietly higher. CBOT and KC wheat fell to new lows, and spring wheat came within a penny of new lows. Traders were impressed that corn and soybeans were able to push into positive territory when wheat was hit with heavy selling pressure. Nonetheless, we are likely to see corn and soybean futures post strong moves higher if wheat continues to be hit with heavy selling. Linneman notes that the comments from a Federal Reserve board member yesterday suggest the Fed is not going to lower rates in the near future. This headline sent the dollar falling and initially was negative for the stock market. However, stocks recovered and closed higher. Some traders are starting to discuss the disconnect between the less than ideal economic outlook and the bullish stock market at record levels. S&P 500 futures are currently up 12 points. Dow futures are up 55 points. Ethanol output fell for the second week in a row, while stocks grew in the 7 days that ended on March 1st, according to the Energy Information Administration. Production dropped to an average of 1.057 million barrels a day from 1.078 million a week earlier, the EIA said in a report. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output fell to an average of 1.008 million barrels a day. That's down from 1.029 million a week earlier. West Coast production dropped from 9,000 barrels a day to 8,000, the agency said. That was the entirety of the losses, as East Coast and Rocky Mountain output were both unchanged at 11,000 barrels per day, and Gulf Coast production was steady at 18,000 barrels. Ethanol inventories in a week through March 1st rose to 26.051 million barrels. That's up from 26.022 million barrels a week earlier, and the largest such position since March 17th of last year, the EIA said in its report. Parts of central and western Nebraska, northwest Kansas, and southeast Wyoming are facing some winter weather alerts, according to the National Weather Service. Some areas are under a winter storm warning, while others are under a winter weather advisory. Winter storm warnings for areas in Nebraska, Kansas, and Wyoming call for heavy snow, with accumulation somewhere between 2 and 8 inches. The warnings for Nebraska and Wyoming say locally higher amounts may accumulate. A band of heavy wet snow is forecast to develop mainly along and north of Highway 36 in Yuma County around 9 a.m. and persists through the late afternoon hours, says the Kansas warning from the National Weather Service. Snowfall rates of 2 to 3 inches per hour are possible in this area. A significant snowfall gradient may exist across the country, with the highest favoring the north. A period of freezing rain and sleet is possible around the sunrise as cooler air moves in and changes rain into wintry precipitation. The warning for Wyoming only mentions snow, but the warnings for Nebraska and Kansas also mention the possibility of mixed precipitation or freezing rain with ice accumulation.